The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback. I'm Major Jackson, and this is The Slowdown. Some poems have a hold on us. Their lines haunt, like the chorus from a favorite song. They cling to the mind like burrs. I've said them to myself, lying motionless in bed at night, and while tying my shoes in the morning. They keep giving. They console when I need them to, and anchor me in the familiar when all feels adrift. In music, we call them airworms. I've been known to spontaneously recite from memory poems that hooked in me. I do this at family gatherings, at dinner parties in between courses and literary events. Reading poems aloud is my way of promoting the art. They contain a magic that cannot be experienced solely on the page, and I want to share it. If we are friends, you have heard me recite one such poem more than once. I am drawn to it because it is one of the first poems that artfully validated my existence as the child of a single mother. Like the speaker in the poem, I was wild. I walked my neighborhood unsupervised, seeking adventure. I ventured alone, in parks, in vacant lots, down alleyways. My body roamed under a tenderness of seeing, which gave me access to the known and unknown. Today's poem celebrates that prescient nature of children and their ever-widening instinct, which perceives beyond the everyday surface of things. Venus's Flytraps by Yusef Kumanyaka. I am five, wading out into deep sunny grass, unmindful of snakes and yellow jackets, out to the yellow flowers quivering in sluggish heat. Don't mess with me, 'cause I have my Lone Ranger six-shooter. I can hurt you with questions like silver bullets. The tall flowers in my dreams are big as the First State Bank, and they eat all the people except the ones I love. They have women's names with mouths like where babies come from. I am five. I'll dance for you if you close your eyes, no peeping through your fingers. I don't suppose to be this close to the tracks. One afternoon, I saw what a train did to a cow. Sometimes I stand so close, I can see the eyes of men hiding in boxcars. Sometimes they wave and holler for me to get back. I laugh when trains make the dogs howl. Their ears hurt. I also know bees can't live without flowers. I wonder why Daddy calls Mama honey. All the bees in the world live in little white houses, except the ones in these flowers, all sticky and sweet inside. I wonder what death tastes like. Sometimes I toss the butterflies back into the air. I wish I knew why the music in my head makes me scared, but I know things I don't supposed to know. I could start walking and never stop. These yellow flowers go on forever, almost to Detroit, almost to the sea. My mama says I'm a mistake, that I made her a bad girl. My playhouse is underneath our house, and I hear people telling each other secrets. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is also supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts, on the web at arts.gov. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And find us on Instagram at slowdownshow.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.